This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You can watch the Astros here. You can do whatever you want. And it is Fiesta Fridays here right now, which means they got $4 Mexican beers. They got $5 margaritas. And I just punished my second one. About to get another one. I see many people around here with them. It's a good spot. And the crawfish is here. That's why we are here, our crawfish circuit. You can get out here, eat inside, outside. They've got it all. A great spot. As I said to you earlier, I think my kids are on the way here. I bring my kids to one of their three locations. I go to the one in Riverstone a lot. You can come here to the one we're at right now in Sugarland. They also have a location in Richmond where you can enjoy yourself. So it is a good time to be had out here, and you need to get in here. By the way, also, if you have not done so, if you are out here, you are silly to have not done so. If you're walking up like this wonderful couple, I believe, is walking up. I don't want to make sure that's not your brother and sister. If you want to, all you got to do, you can win a free $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. All you got to do is put your name, put it in the raffle box. We are going to hook somebody up with a gift card at the end of this hour. We're doing it four times. One in the 2, one in the 3, one in the 4, one in the 5 o'clock hour. Here we go. We got one that just threw their, nope, not that. We'll get it. He'll get it for you. But throw your name in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. So get on out here and have a good time. Luke Morrow in the building, Tyler as well. And Luke, Tyler, I want to get your thoughts on this too. It may be early for this right now. Not maybe, it is probably early for this right now. But the Houston Astros, who the last time we saw them had that gut-wrenching loss in which they lost a game they had no business losing.
Punch to the nuts, dude.
Yeah, punch to the nuts from the top and the bottom.
Oh,
those are the worst ones. We've seen over the years, guys, they have lost guys and have been able to sustain it. They've lost, and you tell me if I'm missing somebody, they've lost Charlie Morton. That's one that people don't bring up a lot in, but I think Charlie Morton, the loss of Charlie Morton was a big, big loss as he was on the mound for important playoff games in that World Series run in 17. You lose Charlie Morton. They've lost Gerrit Cole. They've decided not to bring back George Springer. They did the same thing with Correa. Obviously, this year they've done it with Bregman and Tucker. Verlander, but then they brought him back for more money for some reason. They have allowed guys to walk, and it hasn't affected them. And there hasn't been a deal of which, ooh, we missed this guy, right? And to be honest, they've been right. George Springer has had a lot of injuries. Correa started off this year 0-17. So there have been some things. But I'm wondering from you all, and Luke, you can start this thing off. Is Kyle Tucker going to be the one they miss? Is Kyle Tucker going to be the one that they regret? Kyle Tucker is damn near leading, if not first or second, in every single category in the National League. Maybe he's a little bit back when it comes to average, but he has stolen three bases. He has got the most hits. He's got the most runs scored. He is tied for RBIs. He is tied for second in home runs. Kyle Tucker was a guy in his prime, and now you don't really have like a Pena behind Correa. You don't have a Kyle Tucker behind Springer that kind of fills the void. Do you think that Kyle Tucker is going to be the one that the Astros regret?
I'll answer it two ways. Ooh, regret. Well, you phrased it there, so that's interesting. Maybe I'm getting bogged down in semantics. I think of the group of names you listed, 100% he'll be missed the most of that group. I don't even think it's much of a question in that regard. I think he has the most left in the tank of any of these players that have left, and I give credit to the Astros where it's almost been like the Belichick-Patriots philosophy where it's better to let them go too soon than hold on to them too long. And so I think they've taken maybe a little bit of a risk with some of those other guys. It's paid out. For Kyle Tucker, I think he has a lot left in the tank. I think he's
absolutely
still in his prime, right? So that wasn't the case with the other guys.
I don't think we've seen the best of Kyle Tucker yet.
That's fair. So in that regard, I say absolutely 100%. However, then, you know, the way you frame that question of if they'll regret it or if they'll surely miss him, I think that comes down to Cam Smith, that if he develops into this top player, you know, the Astros' top prospect this year, and he can fill that void either right in right field, or if eventually they move him to third, and he can be someone you can shape your lineup around, and he plays that position, whichever one it is, for the next 10 to 15 years, then it's almost like to change sports, you know, like the Vikings move on from Stephon Diggs, replace him with Justin Jefferson. It's like, we let a good player go. We got a good player. It's a wash. And so I think it's dependent on Cam Smith. But if you want to just look at those players that left, 100%, he's the guy that is going to have the best career post-Astros than any of the other guys they let walk.
Tyler, is this one that makes you nervous? Is this one that that makes you nervous? And you can jump in on this as well, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, because they have been able to get to a place where there's no regret of Correa. You love him, but there's no regret. Gerrit Cole, of course, I think most of you hate Gerrit Cole.
Turn.
Because he decided to just
rep
not
of
be
himself,
a part of the team. Not be a part of the team by not wearing any of the paraphernalia as soon as the game ended. But Springer, Bregman, I don't even know if Bregman is one that you would not pay for that one. This one feels potentially.
Hell yeah.
So
hell
you
yeah,
are,
bro.
You're starting to get there. You're starting. You feel like there might be.
Oh, I'm in it right now. I'm living there right now. In all seriousness, I'm not saying that's not going to dissipate or fade over time. Hopefully, like hell, it does. And he slows down a bit for the Cubs. But right now, in this moment, dude, it sucks. It sucks. I mean, it's not quite the nut punch the Astros got up in Seattle the other day. But right now, watching Kyle Tucker literally doing things he never did as an Astro, four homers in four games.
Oh, well, okay, that.
I mean, that he's doing things he's never. It's frustrating as hell. So, yeah, I mean, it hurts. It hurts.
I would even throw in another name that wasn't mentioned on that list that I think. Because, look, Kyle
Tucker. I'm leaving something off, go ahead.
Well, I don't think. Well, it's going to be a deep cut that I don't think anybody would mention. I think Tucker wasn't coming back. They're not signing him to that contract in Houston anyways, right? So it's almost
because
like,
they choose not to. They could if they wanted to because they choose
agreed.
Not to.
Yes. But since that was the edict, you know, like Dana Brown, you had to make a move. He wasn't going to be here beyond this season, I do believe. So you might as well get something for him. For me, again, deep cut, I would say actually Willier Abreu, who they traded him and Emmanuel Valdez for to get a half a season from a washed-up catcher in Christian Vasquez a couple years ago. And Abreu as a rookie last year should have won Rookie of the Year, won the Gold Glove Award. And when everyone was tweeting out those graphics, the Player of the Week, most hits in the league entering this week was Tucker, Bregman. Third was Willier Abreu. And he's 3 years younger than Kyle Tucker. You'd have five more years of control for him. He plays the outfield, Gold Glove outfield. His OPS is just much, much smaller sample size, but just below Tucker, and he wouldn't break the bank where we know they weren't going to re-sign Tucker, but Willier Abreu could be on this team for the next 5 years on a rookie contract and filling that outfield void, and then you could have him and Cam Smith. You could have potentially the Rookie of the Year last year and then a big rookie this year, too.
Yeah, there's some misses there. I think I think they had Teoscar Hernandez too, and they lost him in a trade. But I don't trip with that. They're trying to win a championship. I get that. Just like the Dodgers could have had Yordan Alvarez, but they made that Josh Fields trade. That feels a little bit different from the text line coming through. Many different thoughts. Yes, we will miss Tucker the most, but if Cam Smith becomes a multiple time All-Star, kind of what you were saying, Luke, it will help not missing him as much. From the text line, what has Tucker done in the playoffs for us? Oh yeah, nada. That's the kind of thing you got to keep telling yourself if you're going to be on that train.
It's April.
Kyle Tucker will be severely missed at the Astros this year. Without Kyle Tucker, I hope we're not revisiting 2010 again. Listen, I think what the texter said and what Luke said as well as big is how confident are you that Cam Smith will get anywhere close to the range of Kyle Tucker? Right, I think that is where this comes about. How close do you think that Cam Smith can get to that range? Obviously, it's a slow start right now, which isn't shock. We talked about it the other day, but that's it, right? If Cam Smith is anywhere in the ballpark of him and you get to keep him and get him for a lot cheaper, then that's where it comes about. But if he – like, if this nut keeps doing this, like, people like Tyler are going to lose their minds, right? Because
– when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, Springer didn't just exactly go off like that, but you could maybe see maybe there's some injury stuff that could hit that. Correa didn't completely go off. Now, Gerrit Cole has been pretty good, but I think the hatred of Gerrit Cole and the way he left kind of helps this. This right here, Kyle Tucker, they've decided, nah, man, we're good on Kyle Tucker because we don't want to pay money no more.
Tucker time is coming.
Which is, that should be the conversation, right? That should be the bigger pill. I know people, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but you focus on Dana Brown with this trade, and did he get enough back? It shouldn't even be about the trade for Kyle Tucker, what you got back. It should be about the idea that they had to get rid of him because they're unwilling to pay. They got rid of Ryan Pressly because of salary. I know Montero doesn't deserve a spot on this team, but that was also just a salary dump as well to stay below the luxury tax, and I don't think that's a conversation the Astros should be having.
Yep. All right, coming up, we'll get a little Masters update as people are trying to make the cut today, and there's something that is happening in Houston in a conversation on one of the most talked about athletes potentially coming here that I'm quite not understanding of the side many fans are taking on this. We'll discuss that coming up.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.